You may remain seated. God's grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, in today's world, you're surrounded by the lost. Homelessness, people focused only on their success, on their wealth, on their pleasure. Members of your own family who have not been in this nave before this chancel in many, many months or years or even decades. That also applies to me too. It is certainly more comfortable not to talk to them about Jesus, about worship, about the love that He has for them, about what He has done for them. So this morning, Jesus, yes, Jesus, startles our self-righteousness as He teaches us today the truth about the lost. As you hear this morning about Jesus and the lost. Dearest ones, you need to hear these two parables. To hear is much different than to listen, by the way. To hear is to take to heart, to understand deeply through meditation, through prayer, and in reflection, as you hear God's word, His word will have its way with you. And His word will lead you to conviction. Conviction by the law, which leads to your repentance. Then, yes, you will hear the sweetness of the Holy Gospel, which proclaims to you what Jesus has done for you here upon His bloody cross, dying for your sin and forgiving you of all your sin. So today we have our text, and it begins in a very interesting way. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." The Pharisees, the chief priest, and the scribes of the law, you know they did everything they could to avoid all those sinners out there. They did not seek them out. Rather, they did just the opposite. They kept them at bay. They kept them away. And of course, if they had enough money, then they may consider talking to them. But until then, they were despised sinners. The Pharisees could not hear their cries. They did not want to hear what the sinners were crying out. Why? Because the Pharisees, they had hardened hearts. They could not hear. They could not hear what their Messiah was saying to them because they had no compassion. They had no love due to their hardened hearts. They did not find because they themselves were lost. After all, how can the lost find the lost? How can a blind man lead a blind man? They did not rejoice. They did not rejoice because they had no love of heart. They had no compassion for the people. As you've already heard, there are modern-day Pharisees today. Their focus is on their success, on their wealth, on their pleasure. They do not rejoice, but they mutter, they complain, and they gripe endlessly. They complain to God. "Thank God I'm not like that sinner." So Jesus today teaches two very valuable parables for us. We see that in the first half of these parables, Jesus talks about sheep. So, he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after that one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Did you notice Jesus says, what man of you? Now, it's maybe implied that this man is a shepherd, that they are to be shepherds, and that they are to go seek after that one lost sheep. But Jesus doesn't use the word shepherd. He uses, what man of you? In other words, Jesus is convicting them. They like to think that they're shepherds of Israel, but they're not. They do not diligently seek after the lost sheep. Rather, they are comfortable, sitting in their crystal palace, enjoying the benefits of being a priest, or a scribe, or a Pharisee. They have no compassion. There is no overflowing love from their heart. Yet there is one. There is one who does have this overflowing compassion, this love for his dear little lambs, and he never stops seeking. After all, didn't Jesus tell you, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost? It is Jesus who finds the sheep, his dear little lamb, and what does he do? He puts it on his shoulders. Dear ones, may I remind you that your sin was placed on Jesus when he walked into the Jordan River. There you were placed onto his shoulders. And what did he do? He carried you all the way back to the fold. As a matter of fact, he even took your sins to the cross. And here he nailed them. He has compassion. He has compassion for his dear little lambs. And then he rejoices. He rejoices along with all of his friends and all of his neighbors because the lost one has been found. The lost one is no longer lost. The lost one has been saved. Now Jesus gets even more personal. He talks to the Pharisees about a woman. That's almost unheard of, by the way, talking to the Pharisees about women. After all, women were second-class citizens. They didn't even count. But to Jesus, he tells them a parable of a woman who had 10 silver coins, and then she lost one. And what does she do? She's not content with her 9 silver coins. No, she begins to sweep her house. She looks and she looks and she looks for this lost coin. And after exhausting effort, she finally finds the coin. She doesn't keep it to herself. No, she goes to her neighbors and to her friends, and she rejoices that she has found her lost coin. Yes, it is Jesus who has sought you out. You did not find Jesus. He found you. It is he who seeks after you. It is he who diligently seeks after you, never giving up. And what does he do? As you have already heard, he takes your sin onto himself, even your Pharisaic sins of self-righteousness, and he nails them to a cross. Then what does Jesus do? He himself tells us, right there in verse 7, just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no need of repentance. And then in verse 10, just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Dear ones, these parables are you. There are indeed many ways to be lost in the wilderness of this world. I pause because you're thinking of them. There are things that lose me in this world. I get lost because of my sin, and I know you have become lost because of your sin. Jesus reminds us that the gate is wide and the road to destruction is very wide. But this is not you, and this is not me. Because you are here today. No, you are here because your good shepherd has led you here. He has faithfully sought after you, and he has found you, and he has gathered you here. It is he who has led you back to the fold of the church. Here he has led you by the still waters of holy baptism. Over there is where he said to you, I call you by your name, and I place my name on you. You are not lost because I have found you. He speaks his word to you from here and from over there. And what does he speak to you? First, he speaks the law to you because you need to hear the law. The law convicts you of your sins. And when you hear the law, you are then driven by the Holy Spirit to come before God with a broken and contrite heart. This heart he will not despise. And as you come and fall before him, he does not crush you. Rather, he speaks the sweetness of the Holy Gospel. My dear child, I have found you. You are my baptized child. Arise, your sin is forgiven, and go and sin no more. For I am your Savior, and I have paid your price. And therefore, my Father in heaven, he announces his judgment toward you. Not guilty. You're not guilty. Thanks be to Jesus that I am not guilty. So, dear ones, when you are frightened by the prowling anxiety or doubts of this world and of your own sin, the shepherd's words of grace and mercy and forgiveness still and will always hold true. You are his. Yes, you are his. It is he who leads you here. Jesus leads you here so that he could eat with you, just as he ate with the tax collectors and the sinners. He invites you to his meal. Here he is present. Here with the company of angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. And what does he give to you? He gives you the food that nourishes your very soul for the forgiveness of your sins and to life and salvation. Dear little lambs of God, rejoice. I say again, rejoice. Rejoice with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. For with that whole company, we proclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. And then we sing out with great joy, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Dear little lamb, you are found. Your good shepherd is the Lord God of Sabaoth. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the King. He is your Lord and your Savior. And it is he who has redeemed you and saved you from your sin. It is He who finds you in word and sacrament and declares to you today, have no fear. Have no fear, little lamb, because you are forgiven of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.